The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Need LASIK? Trust the experienced team at the LASIK Center at Evergreen Eye Center. No glasses, no contacts, no limits. What will you do? LASIK at Evergreen.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
You can learn a lot about life through baseball.
Yeah!
You know, when life throws you curveballs, you knock them out of the park.
Sometimes
you step up to the plate,
uh-huh.
You swing, and you miss, but that's okay.
Yeah!
Or sometimes you're the pitcher, and sometimes you're the catcher.
Uh-uh.
Either way, you're gonna have a good time.
What?
Those are some famous sayings from baseball, and I bring them up because the guy on the phone for a second date update today, his name is Matthew, and he met the girl that he wants to call at a co-ed softball game. What's up, Matthew? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How about you guys?
Pretty good. Were you the pitcher or the catcher that day?
Oh, buddy. I mainly bat and, play third base, but...
Thank God for answering it like
God,
that.
God, you're sick, man.
Your email said that you met the girl that you want to call. Her name is Trisha.
Yeah, she's real sweet.
Okay, and it says here you met her at a co-ed softball game. How'd that work?
Yeah, she was on the opposite team.
Oh, the enemy.
So that's, a little extra charm as well.
Let me guess, she was pitching to you, she struck you out, and then you threatened to fight her.
No way, dude.
That's usually how friendly softball games go,
yeah.
Jubal. You're right.
Right.
Yeah. There's a lot of physical violence.
Is that how it went down?
It was more like when we all went to the bar.
Oh.
Then you threatened to fight her.
No.
There was no fighting. Just softball.
Okay.
Just
strange.
Softball. No fighting during the game or afterwards.
That's different than any co-ed sports league that I've been involved in. There's always a fight at some point, but okay.
Can we move on from violence, please?
All right. So you met her at the bar.
Yes.
And had you had your eye on her, like, all game?
Oh, yes, all game for sure.
Nice. What about her stuck out to you?
Oh, I mean, her legs just go on for days, you know?
One of those girls with legs all the way up to her butt.
Yeah.
So hot. So hot.
Yeah, we all have
She was really good at the game, and on top of it all, she seemed like a genuinely cool chick.
Awesome.
So how did you approach her at the bar?
Well, I mean, I grabbed her a drink and, said congrats for whooping her ass. And, then we just started talking about how long we had been playing. And then one thing led to another. And I ended up getting her number. And we set a date to go hiking.
Sweet. Nice. How was the hike?
Oh, it was great. She met me where we were going to start out.
Nice.
What'd you say?
Oh, I just said nice. Sorry.
I mean, I heard you. I was just like, what?
Very nice. She met you there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm excited for you.
She met you where you're going to start. That's better than meeting you at the end of the trail, I guess.
I approve.
And she was just as awesome as the first time you met her.
Absolutely. Like, she did great on the hike, and we were able to talk. We weren't winded or anything. And, I mean, at the end, like, when we said goodbye, like, I didn't know if, you know, a kiss was feeling out. But, and, I mean, she was real sweaty. I was real sweaty.
Yeah.
I didn't know, like, we kind of just had a quick hug. But, like, it was still, like, you felt that connection there. And we made plans for about a week later to go out again.
Oh, so okay. You guys had a second date.
No, see, like, a day before, she texted to cancel. She needed to cancel for some reason, but, so I don't know. And now it's like, now I haven't really heard from her, so kind of feel blown off.
Have you tried to reschedule that date that you had planned?
I mean, yeah, I sent one or two texts just saying, hey, sorry, you know, scheduling didn't work. Is next weekend good? You know, and I didn't really get an answer from any of that.
Can I ask, I mean, just looking back at the time you guys spent together between, like, the softball game and the hiking, do you think that she also thought of this as a romantic date?
Well, I mean, I would hope it would be kind of obvious because I asked for her number. I said I would love to get together. Like, to me, that sends a pretty clear signal of, like, hey, I'm interested in you.
Right.
You know, even if, like, things go slow or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So how long has it been since you've heard from her?
It's been over a week since I talked with her, and she hasn't responded to the two texts I sent.
Oh, man.
Just a sweaty hug at the end of the hike. That's all you got.
Yeah, right?
All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Thanks, man.
All right, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
I gotta say, I'm skeptical of you, Matthew.
Am I suspect?
Yes, you are.
For what?
Well, we do a lot of these second date updates, all right? And everything always sounds normal until we get the person on the phone.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then something weird comes out, okay? Now, you said that you met this girl at a co-ed softball game. You went to the bar after, asked for a number, and you guys went on a hike and had a great time and nothing weird happened.
That is all true.
Okay. Well, if I call her and I find out that you've been going to all of her games since then, dressed up like...
No. Buddy, I will be 100% honest with you. That thought did cross my mind.
Okay.
But I denied it because I didn't want to be a creeper.
All right, good.
I
picture you in the stands like an NFL quarterback's mom with her name on your shirt, sitting there like, go, Trisha, that's my girl. So,
oh, my God.
You promised me you haven't done that.
I have not done that.
All right.
He still doesn't trust you,
no,
just
still,
so you know.
Still, I'm a little weary of you. I'm going to dial the phone number right now, though, and get her on the phone and find out why she's not calling you back, okay?
All right.
Hello.
Hi, is Trisha there?
Yes, this is she.
Hey, Trisha, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
I'm calling because one of our listeners sent an email about you. His name is Matthew, and he sent us an email saying you guys were supposed to go out on a date, and then you stopped responding to him, and he wants to know why.
He sent an email about that? Why would he do that?
Because he liked you and he would like to go out again, but you just stopped talking to him. So he thought maybe we could help him out and figure out the answer.
Look, I am not comfortable discussing this.
If it's something way too personal, you don't have to tell us. But if it's not, I mean, he wants to know. He liked you a lot.
You got to put yourself in his shoes. You know how frustrating it can be if you feel like you connected with somebody and then they drop off.
I mean, yeah, I get that. And he's a good guy. I totally got that sense from him.
Okay. So if he's a good guy, then why aren't you calling him back?
Look, he was really cool. He's just not marriage material.
Whoa. Why is he not marriage material? Did you guys get into that conversation on your first date?
No, we didn't, like, talk about it. But, like, you could just tell from the date.
Is he immature or something? I mean...
Well, like, here's where I am. I am not getting any younger, and I absolutely want to get married someday. Yeah. And he's just not going to be that guy.
That is a really quick judgment to make after meeting someone just one time.
Yeah.
Actually, we hung out twice.
Oh.
Okay, so two times is enough for you to know that?
Now you know everything about him.
How can you possibly know that he's not marriage material after two hangouts?
Because after the second time we hung out, He took me back to his car, and his car was full of stuff, like piles and piles.
Wait, and are you saying that it was just messy? Like there was like garbage and stuff in it?
Well, like I didn't know. So I had asked him, I was like, what's the deal with all your stuff? Are you moving or something? And he said no. And he said that he lives out of his van.
He lives in his van?
Yeah, and he does it by choice.
What do you mean? Like, it's not that he's homeless, it's that he wants to be homeless?
Yeah, he chooses this.
Really?
What did he say to you to make you think that?
He said, look, it's this really great situation. I choose this. I feel it's better. I'm saving money. And I look in there, and there is a mattress. There's a jug of water, hot plate. It's really weird. Yeah.
Normally, when you see a van with a mattress in it on a first date, that's a good sign.
No, always bad.
So you're saying you didn't want to see him again because he lives in his van?
No, I don't know. I've been going back and forth over this, like, for the past few days because, like, he lives in a van.
Yeah.
So you're saying you don't want to move into a van if you guys ever got more serious?
No. Well, no, I don't know. That's the thing.
You don't know if you want to move into a van. You might be willing to move into a van.
No, I definitely don't want to live in a van. Like, that's the problem.
Okay. But don't you think... Okay, granted, this is a kind of an odd situation, but he has, like, a regular job, right?
He has a really good job, and he makes, like, a ton of money.
Whoa.
He just chooses to save it.
The guy just likes to live in a van.
He seems really in love with his living situation. And if that's the case, I don't want to mess with it.
I have so many questions about
you don't
want to
make the guy give up his house, you know?
Exactly. His green van.
Yeah.
Well, Trisha, I do need to let you know that Matthew is actually on the other line listening, maybe in his van right now, and he wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah. Matthew, you there?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hey, Trisha.
Oh, my God.
I am not in my van, just to clarify. I'm in my office. I'm at work right now.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. I'm just really surprised because, like, when we went out, I mean, you seemed to think it was really kind of cool what I was doing.
Yeah, I said it was cool when I was looking at it because I didn't just want to tell you it was weird right off the bat.
Okay. Now you're just 180 on this. So I'm confused.
Matthew, think about it. I mean, how could a girl see a van and think, I want to stay the night with him? I'm not sure where I'm going to go to the bathroom if I have to go, but...
Just owning a van and living out of it is awesome. I have this freedom that everybody else is dreaming about. I save all this money. It keeps going in the bank when everybody else is spending and going into debt on these houses that they can't afford, and they're never in because they're always at work all day for them. I mean, what's the point of it?
The point is to actually have a place where you could hang out, not something that you could, like, drive from point A to point B, like you're home traveling everywhere.
But that means I can hang out everywhere, Trish. Wherever I want to hang out. Like, the world is my home. And Trish, I'm not living in the Stone Age with this. Like, I've got Wi-Fi, you know, I can run things off this generator. Like, I have electricity, I have the basic things that I need and stay connected with the world. I can work remotely if I want to. Like, come on.
He's got it all figured out, Trisha.
It just sounds weird to me. I never pictured my boyfriend living in a van.
On purpose.
But it may be fun, Trisha. I mean, it's definitely an adventure.
Yeah, that's a word for it.
It is an adventure. That's what I've been trying to tell you.
I don't know, man. I mean, you have a great personality and you're a really cool guy, but the whole living in a van thing is just a giant turn off for me.
Just give it a weekend, Trisha. Like, pretend you're going on a luxurious camping trip. Give it two nights, and I will convince you. I promise.
Two nights? That is a big ask, sir.
So you want me to spend two nights in your van when we've only been on one official date together?
You are the one who is throwing around the marriage word of, you know, needing to find marriage material. So, like, two nights is not going to kill you.
He has a point.
I mean, I say two nights is a drop in the bucket. Come on.
In that case, Tricia, would you like to go out with Matthew on a second date? We will pay for it. I mean, I guess the date would be two nights in his van, but whatever. Would you like to go out with him again?
You know, I'm still kind of on the fence about it. I am going to say no to two nights in the van.
Oh.
But I'm up to hanging out with him again.
Okay, so you'll go out on a date with him, but you won't sleep in the van.
Yes, I will go out on a date. I will not spend the two nights in a van.
Okay. Well, congratulations, yeah. Matthew. That's a successful second date.
I can work with that.
All right. So you guys go out on your date. Matthew, you try to convince her that living in a van is better than living in a house. And I wish you both luck.
Yeah.
Tricia, freedom is in our future. I guarantee.
Oh, my God.
Broken Jubal in the morning.
Got a text in at 78592 about the second date update that just says business in the streets, road trip in the sheets. Kind of makes sense. If you missed today's second date update, Trisha, this dude met Trisha at a co-ed softball game, and then they went on a hike, and she wasn't calling him back. So we got Trisha on the phone, and she said that he's not marriage material, and the reason why is because he lives out of his van.
But he likes
it. Yeah, it's by choice. He's not homeless. He has a great job and makes a lot of money. But I guess this dude, his name's Matthew, by the way, lives out of his van by choice.
Yeah, he's like a penny pincher,
says,
I guess.
He does it because he's saving a ton of money and he has a lot of freedom.
Yeah.
And he's not tied down by any houses or anything like that. He can just move his van around wherever.
Which is like, it's true.
A lot of people do it. Look up hashtag van life.
Really?
It's all over the place, man.
I'm sure.
And I guess they did go out, though. They agreed to go out she said she'd go out with him, but turned down his offer for two nights of staying in the van. So she doesn't want to stay in the van, but she will go on another date, mostly because he probably has a lot of extra money to spend or something.
I just want to warn her. I dated a guy who lived in his car, and after we broke up, we got in a fight, and he refused to leave. He just parked in front of my house. And then I had another guy show up the next day to go on a date with him. He's like, hey, there's some guy sleeping in the car in front of your house. I'm like, yeah, don't mind him. I don't know. That's weird.
Like, go home. He's I am home.
Your home's actually in my way right now.
Yeah, they're hard to get rid of when they can just move their house right in front of your house.
That's amazing.
So good luck to those two.
Yeah.
They continue their relationship maybe. He can actually stay in her house once in a while.
Or upgrade to like an RV or a Winnebago.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email us and we will call the person who didn't call you back.
Moving 92.5's.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High five.
High five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.